What's up, angels, and welcome back. Happy Tuesday. Oh my God, I miss you guys so much. I was not here last Tuesday. I feel like I have some preset or something is on my voice. Hold on, y'all. Mic check, 1, 2. Nah, 1, 1, 1, 1, no reverb. All right, we back on original. I'm just making sure we sounding how we're supposed to be sounding. Welcome back to Talks with Ty, the podcast. And you're here for Talks with Ty Tuesdays. Happy Tuesday, angels. I was not here last Tuesday. I had a party, right? And this party has really, like, I never thought that going to one party, my life would change in a week. But it has definitely changed in a week. We're going to get into that a little bit later, okay? But first, y'all know we got to start the show off with Ty's Jewel of the Day. All right? So hold on. Let me get it. Oh, wait a minute. Hey. Y'all, Ty, watch out now. I'm sorry I'm coming to y'all late. I know I'm late, right? But let me tell y'all why I'm late. I'm late because I just got finished doing my client. I know I'm normally here at 8 o'clock. I just got finished doing my client, okay? So I am running late today. I apologize. I wasn't here last week. I apologize. But we back. We back and we are remaining consistent and we are doing this thing. Come on in the room. Come on in the room, man. Stop playing.
Welcome home, angel.
Come on in the room. If this is your first time joining us, go ahead and hit that like, follow, subscribe. And if you fuck with me for real, hit the share button and stop playing. Stop.
Come on in the room. It's your girl, Ty.
All right, let's get into Ty's Jewel of the Day for today. Yes. Ty's Jewel of the Day for today. Today, set aside the distraction of your difficulties and focus on your progress, not the pace. Marvel at how much you have grown. Be amazed by the miracle of your transformation. You walk miles without realizing the importance of the steps you were taking. You succeeded because you took chances with small possibilities of winning. In the moment, you choose to celebrate. In the moment you choose to celebrate, you experience joy on the journey. Keep going, and no matter what, keep growing through. Love, Ty. Man, y'all make sure y'all following Talks with Ty _ on Instagram. All right. If you're not following me on Instagram, follow Talks with Ty _ on Instagram so you can get the jewels of the day, so you can get everything that I post. You can know when I'm going live. You can know what I'm going to be talking about, all that good stuff. And if you're not subscribed to Talks with Ty on YouTube, I need you to go do that too. Okay? Subscribe to Talks with Ty. And stop playing. Without further ado, we are going to get into the show. Y'all already know what time it is. Cue the intro! All right, y'all. I'm trying to go live on Instagram, because you know you gotta go live differently on Instagram on a gram. All right. So tonight, welcome Instagram. Okay, welcome to the channel. Am I on the right channel? Oh yeah. Okay. Welcome to the channel, IG. You know I gotta load y'all up in here differently. But tonight we're about to get into the show. What did I do? I don't want to do this. Okay. So tonight we are, cause I'm coming up here late. I wasn't even able to prepare for the show, but let me go ahead and get this in here. So if people come in the room, people can know what we're talking about so we can get into this conversation. Yeah. Hold on one second. So tonight we will be talking about Soul Ties. That's right. We about to get into a real deep conversation. Talking about soul ties and how they affect us, infect us, and affect us. All right. Hold on, we're gonna get into it. Oh, affect. All right, infect. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm normally better than this, but yeah, we're gonna add that banner, and we about to get into this serious conversation. Tonight I want to talk about soul ties because I don't think that people understand how real they are. Okay. So, I want us to understand something. I think we need to understand some wording here. So the wording that I'm talking about is affect, which is affect, and effect, which is effect. Affect, affect, is a verb. It's to change something or someone. Okay. How does smoking affect your lungs? The flood affected the crops. The loud music affects her ability to concentrate. So affect, affect, we talk about how it changes. Notice that word change, because we use that a lot here on this channel, about how it changes something or someone. Effect, effect, is known to be a noun, and it is the result of change. The effects of a healthy diet are good for the body. The medication had no side effects. And when we use effects, we're using it as a noun. It can also be used as a verb, okay? And for example, like to effect change, right? Sally hoped the prime minister would effect change in her country. So effect can be used two different ways. But tonight we're going to be talking about effect in the way of using it as a noun, okay, and the result of change. All right, so y'all with me. So effect, and then let me go ahead and give the definition of infect, because I think that because how we're talking tonight, all these words mean something. So infect, infect, is a verb. And let me see how they're using it in here. And they're not. That's crazy. There's no evidence. Okay. So they're using it as a verb. There is no evidence that the virus can infect humans. So, infect, I'm going to say that that's a result as well, right? It's to bring about a change. Infect. I'm trying to see. In fact, they're referencing infect to disease causing organism. Infect. So that's important. All right. So how do soul ties affect? Affect. How do soul ties change something or someone? How do soul ties effect, effect, the result of change? And how do soul ties infect, okay, disease-causing organism? All right, so come on in the room. Let's get into the conversation. Let's talk about it. Hello, Devon. Hello. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to talk about soul ties tonight. And for real, how serious they are. All right? Soul ties, right? So soul ties are something that happen in the spiritual realm. All right? I don't know what it is about this generation today. Okay? The casual, and listen, I'm not here to I want to be very transparent and I want to be very real, because normally on this show, right, I'm just talking about me. I can't talk about y'all. I can only talk about myself, and then y'all can tell me how y'all feel about what I'm saying, right? But I think about soul ties, and I think that understanding the act of sexual intercourse is often one of the main ways how soul ties transfer. Okay. Any act, I think, where two people become one, where there's a opportunity to exchange physical, spiritual, and mental energy, the opportunity of attracting or giving off a soul tie is present. All right. So outside of sexual intercourse, whatever that may be, I think a lot of time with a particular person can also be a soul tie. I don't think it just has to happen during intercourse, right? I think that if you spend a lot of time with somebody, you become one with them. But most of the time, soul ties happen during intercourse. Now, I want to be clear when I say this. Soul ties have absolutely nothing to do with love. And I think that that's a huge misconception. Soul ties with somebody and loving somebody are two different things, right? Have you ever been spiritually connected to a person that didn't love you? Y'all don't hear me. Have you ever been spiritually connected to a person that didn't love you? That's a soul tie, right? So soul ties have absolutely nothing to do with love. Okay. Soul ties are just that. They are a spiritual exchange between two people, and they're powerful. Let's see what Google says about soul ties. Let's look that up and see what Google says soul ties are. Oh, Lord. What is a soul tie? A soul tie is an intense spiritual connection between two people that result in a mutual learning experience. Okay, so remember, we gave the definition of affect, effect, infect, and now we know soul ties are a spiritual connection between two people. Now, like I said, soul ties can happen by simply spending a lot of time with the individual. But most of the time when we see soul tie exchange, it's during sexual intercourse. All right. So the thing about soul ties, we all have a soul. We all do. Now, what your soul look like and what my soul looks like might be two different things. This is true. Okay. You might not be where I am spiritually. Okay. And I have to know that, right? Or I have to seek that out. And the reason why it's important for us to seek that out is because we need to understand what we're truly getting ourselves into. Now, when you're dealing with somebody who isn't on your level, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, right? Even financially, I'll even say that. You're opening yourself up to, how can I say this? When you're dealing with someone who isn't on your level in every area, you're opening yourself up to the possibility of tilting the scale. Okay. If that person, right, they may not be where you are spiritually. They may not be where you are physically. They may not be where you are mentally or financially. And then you choose to still engage. And it's absolutely nothing wrong with this, right? That's your personal decision. However, understanding that this individual may not be on the same level as you, and or they may not be where you are, what you are subjecting yourself to, right? So a lot of times, and I'm going to use women because I'm a woman, we don't ask the questions. Like, I just was talking about this to a really close friend of mine. We don't ask the questions. And unfortunately, and I'm speaking from a relationship standpoint right now. That's how I'm talking about this. Because that's mostly where we see soul ties happen, from a relationship standpoint, an intimate relationship standpoint. Let me say that. This is where we see soul ties, right? So when we know that a person is not meeting us in the areas that we may want them to meet us in, but we still choose to open up to a possible imbalance, because that's what this is. It's not going to be a balanced situation, because we're going into this understanding that we're meeting this person where they are. Again, there's nothing wrong with that, but you have to understand what you're subjecting yourself to. You're allowing yourself to enter into a realm where there's going to be confusion and misunderstanding. It just is. Because when you're dealing with someone, and again, I was talking to my friend about this. When you're dealing with someone who's not at least somewhat where you are, it's going to be discontent and confusion. You're going to, it's important to ask the questions. We as women don't ask the questions. And ladies, men are not going to volunteer the information. They're not. I don't know. And fellas, ladies, some ladies might volunteer the information. Some might not. Some might tell you that they're crazy and that they got emotional issues and daddy issues, and that they like to be physical when they get upset. They like to smack you. Some might tell you that, you know, some might not. You might find out as you go, you know, but I promise you there was something that told you that that person wasn't on your level and you just didn't listen. Ladies, these guys are not going to tell you that they are emotionally a mess. They're not going to tell you that they've been hurt and that they just like having multiple women. They're not going to tell you that. They're not going to tell you, you know, they're going to do whatever you let them do. Like, they're not, nobody volunteers information about themselves that could potentially stop something that's benefiting them. Nobody does that. Like, few people do that. There's no way I'm going to tell you that I'm crazy. Like, most people do not. You find out as you go that a person might have abusive tendencies. You find out as you go that a person might be a liar. Some men, okay, Bill. Bill says some men tell when they ask. That's what I said. That's what I just said. Lady, look at this. Look at this. This is a grown man right here. He said some men tell when asked. Ladies, we got to ask the questions. Okay? If you never ask the uncomfortable questions, if you never have the uncomfortable conversations, most men are not going to voluntarily tell you that they got 15 women in a cut. They just not going to tell you, especially if dealing with you is beneficial to them. And then you'll find yourself in this situation, and months down the road, you know, you feeling how you feeling, and then all this shit stop popping up, right? And then you like, damn, all this shit popping up. Why you got all this shit going on? Da, 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 da. And then the guy gonna say, well, you never asked. We are at fault for that. Nobody volunteers anything. That's not true. Some men will volunteer the information. Some men, not all men, and some women will volunteer the information. Now, I will say this. People, it's hard for somebody to tell you their shortcomings. If a person has been abusive in their past 10 relationships, it's going to be very difficult for them to tell you, I put my hands on my mate. You know what I'm saying? It's very difficult for them to tell you that, because especially if you vibing, you're not going to know that until you're down the line and you get a situation, right, where it's like, you hit me. Now I know. And then you keep hitting me. So now this is a behavior, right? Nobody is going to tell you that they're a liar. Liars don't let people know I lie a lot. I'm a biological liar. I mean, pathological liar. Hey, Cambie, come on in the room, girl.
Hey, angels, and welcome back.
Oh, that was the wrong one. Hold on. Oh, I don't want to play. Really? Oh, I didn't mean to play that either. But anyway. Hey, Jill. What's up, baby? Depends on what information they telling. Listen, nobody volunteers the bad stuff about them. Nobody volunteers. You have to really have the uncomfortable conversations and ask people like, yo, what's really going on with you? Why your last relationship didn't work? Why you not with your kids' parents? What happened? Especially if you at a certain place in your life, I want to know what happened. What happened with that? Like, what went wrong there? You know, like, that don't make sense to me. Ask the question. Do not let people go on and you're not asking them what's going on with them. And I think that asking questions sometimes opens up the door for you to figure out what you're really dealing with. So, I had someone that I know, you know, go through a situation. All right. A real, real tough situation. And the person just, they said to me, you know, it's complicated. The person asked me for my advice. You know, they were just venting to me. And I'm like, well, why are you going through this? You're young, number one. You're too young to be tied down. That's number one. You're beautiful, you know, and you don't have to do this. Like, you good. Like, just leave the person alone. You don't have kids. You know, you don't have any property with this person. You don't live with this person. Like, just let it go. It's easy to walk away. And her response to me was, it's complicated. And I looked at her. I said, what's complicated? What's complicated about walking away from an unhealthy situation? What's complicated about that? Because you told me it was unhealthy. I don't know that it's unhealthy. This is what you said out your mouth. And she was like, you know, when it's good, it's good. But when it's bad, it's like horrible. It's real horrible. And I'm like, damn. But I heard her out and I'm like, it's horrible. She said, yeah, it's horrible. I said, what if you are asking, but they don't want to tell you anything? Well, if you asking and they don't want to tell you, you need to leave them the hell alone. Listen, if you trying to get into a situation with me and I'm asking you about certain things in your past, I'm not trying to intrude. I think it's how you ask, Jill. I think how you present questions to people matter. Always want to present things in a very respectful manner. You don't want to offend anybody, especially if it's new. And then you don't want to seem like you're being nosy. But getting to know me, I try to create a atmosphere of comfort to have even uncomfortable conversations, because I'm trying to get to know you and it's just certain things I need to know to entertain you on a certain realm. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? And I want you to be able to ask me questions as well, because I get asked uncomfortable questions as well, or I have been asked. But back to my friend. She's like, you know, when it's good, it's great. But when it's bad, it's horrible. And I'm like, these dogs drive me crazy. They really do. Shut up. Sorry, y'all. My bad. But anyway, I said, well, does the good outweigh the bad? Right? I asked, does the good outweigh the bad? She said, no. I said, so you telling me that when it's good, it's good, but when it's bad, it's horrible. And when it's good, it's good, but when it's bad, it's horrible, and the good don't outweigh the bad. That's what you're telling me. And she said, yes. I said, so again, why are you in this situation? You're 18 years old, entirely too young to be dealing with something like this. You're dealing with a person. Unfortunately, the bad outweighs the good. The good is great, but the bad outweighs the good. But it's complicated. What the hell is complicated about it? All you need to do is leave the person alone. One thing about me, anybody that knows me, I don't have no understanding for certain bullshit because I'm going to give you enough strength to hang yourself. That's just me. And I don't expect everybody to be like me, but I just certain stuff I don't tolerate, especially if I don't give that. So I asked her, I said, no, what really is it? It's got to be something deeper than that. And she says, you know, I have self-esteem issues. Bingo. There we go. That's the problem. That's the problem. So how in the hell can you love somebody else if you don't love you? That's impossible. So is he the problem or are you the problem? Now we going into a whole different conversation. Now she's offended. Well, Ty, I'm not the problem. I said, you don't even love you. You don't even love you. You got to be the problem. You crazy. You got to work on yourself. You can't be loving nobody and you don't love you. You got self-esteem issues, things you don't like about yourself, but you expecting this man to love every bit of you. That is insane. That's not how stuff works. You don't even love you. How can he even see how to love you if you don't love yourself? If you're not constantly showing up for yourself, he ain't going to show up for you. So we're going to stop this conversation because he ain't the problem. You are. You need to get it together. And you damn sure don't need to be entertaining nobody. And you too young. You should be getting some money. That was just my advice. But I just wanted to use that as an example. But I also talked to her about what we're talking about tonight, which is soul ties, right? You've allowed yourself to get into a situation, or this guy has allowed himself to get into a situation with you, and you are someone who isn't capable of delivering for him. So maybe the bad is really frustrating for him, but because whatever soul tie you've transferred with this guy, he can't let it go, or he doesn't want to. It's hard to. Let's see what we got in here. This the thing. When you ask a question and you get the answer that's on the person to accept that answer. Some people can't accept the truth, but want the truth. So this is how I feel about that. Because I do agree with this here. A lot of people ask, tell me the truth, tell me the truth. I can handle it. And then you really cannot handle what's on the other side of what you're asking. Me and my friend, we were talking about this last night. And, you know, they just let me know that they're happy to be in a space where they can communicate openly without feeling judged. I think that it takes a certain type of person to be able to receive things even when it hurts. And the truth of the matter is that most people can't do that. They just can't. Or they're not strong enough to do so. So this statement here, I do agree with it. But I think that in terms of soul ties, right, and what we're talking about tonight, you need to ask the questions because you will get yourself involved with somebody who has traumas that you are not capable of dealing with. And I'm not talking about physical or mental traumas. I'm talking about soul traumas. Like their soul might not be right or it's not healed. And here you are, a healed version of yourself showing up, and you're intertwining with something that you shouldn't be intertwining with. And it's because you just never asked maybe a few questions that you should have asked. We all have trauma. Like everybody living has experienced some type of trauma, something they went through, you know, that was uncomfortable, And if it affected them, everybody's been hurt. You know what I'm saying? But hurt people hurt people. Like, if you ever hurt me, I'm just going to leave you alone. I'm not going to hurt you back, because that don't get me nowhere. Hold on one second. All right, bye. My bad. Y'all couldn't hear that conversation. Y'all couldn't hear that conversation. What the heck was I saying? I forgot. Damn. What was I saying, y'all? Oh, I know what I was saying. If you hurt me, I'm not a hurt person, so I'm not going to hurt you back. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to leave you alone. I don't find sense in causing pain, because I've had pain caused to me and I know what it feel like. And I know I don't want that for myself. So why would I go and do it to other people? If you hurt me, I'm just going to remove myself from the situation. It just lets me know that this is an unhealthy situation for me. And guess what? I'm completely okay with that. So hurt people hurt people. When you become healed, or when you transition into a healed version of yourself, you operate in a different realm. When you start to work on you, when you start to isolate yourself, when you start to love on you, you start to realize the things that you will and will not tolerate. It's really that simple. And so letting go or walking away from things that are not positive and that don't benefit you become easier. And your soul is at rest. You do get lonelier. I'm not going to lie. I've been in a lonely season. I feel like if I stop talking to somebody, it don't work. Like, I see something in them and I'm at a place in my life where, you know, it's just, I understand that this isn't working or it's not going to work. And I'm not going to waste that person's time, but I'm not going to let them hurt me either. So I'm just going to separate myself from it. And that's okay. It's no love lost. There's no hard feelings. That's what healthy looks like. And I think that people are so used to toxicity, like arguing, hollering and screaming and fussing and cussing, that when you have a person that just walks away, you say, oh, you just walk away. You giving up. No, I'm not giving up. I just have boundaries. And I don't want to have a soul tie to a situation that is unhealthy for me. So I'm going to remove myself from it. Allow people time to show you who they are. Ask the uncomfortable questions, because once the intimacy happens, there's if you're a spiritual person, it's a transfer. They may not be spiritual, you know what I'm saying? But they might have a heavy soul. Heavy meaning good or bad. Spiritually, their soul could latch onto you and not let go. And that's, I think, why you see a lot of situations like with the girl that asked me the advice. You're in a situation and you know that it is not good for you, but you stay in it. That does not make any sense. Like, you're telling me, you know that this is fucked up. Like, you know that this is wrong. You know that this isn't cool and you haven't left it yet because it's complicated. No, you haven't left it yet because it's a soul tie. And I had to check her, like I said, and ask her, like, is this him or is this you? You know, because you just told me that you don't love yourself. And I don't know, that's a lot to deal with. So I don't have a lot of time tonight because I'm actually about to get ready to do something, but I did want to put this out. Ladies and gentlemen, love yourself. It's very, very important that you figure out you before you go out here and you try to love somebody else. It's impossible to do so. You can't, what you lack, you can't look for somebody else to pick it up. You got to strengthen yourself in an area where you're weak. And that takes time. That takes days. And you might meet somebody in the process, but at least you're working on you. Don't go out here and get yourself attached to uncomfortable, unhealthy situations, because I tell you, they are hard to get out of. I've been there too. It's hard. Y'all already know what it is and what it's like. You know, it's Talks with Ty Tuesdays. We talk with Ty the podcast. Unfortunately, I just had something come up, so I gotta get out of here. I think I'm gonna come back tomorrow with a part two so that we can really get into this conversation and people can really get into the room. Thank you guys so much for rocking with me. If you're not following me on Instagram, please go head over to Instagram and follow me at Talks with Ty _. Okay, and subscribe to the YouTube channel at Talks with Ty. All right, Jesus Christ. Until next time, maybe tomorrow or next Tuesday, Talks with Ty, the podcast. Bye! See y'all next Tuesday!
So the corn can grow, mama, and chicken the corn. So the corn can grow, bing, ding, bing, boom, plata, ring, ding, boom, plata, plata.